All right, I like advocating for walking and exercise, so here we go.
This is a public service announcement.
With guitars. Although other physical activities can provide a more vigorous workout, walking is easy, requires no special equipment, and is good exercise for most adults.
In urban areas, walking can be an excellent alternative to driving or even taking public transportation. For example, it's just a little over 2.5 miles from Tufts campus in Medford to Harvard Square in Cambridge, a distance that can be walked in about 45 minutes by a healthy adult.
Sorry.
Walking can get you fresh air, exercise, burn calories, save you money, and with all inattentive and otherwise impaired drivers on the road, it is safer than riding a bike.
Walking is good for you. You should definitely choose to walk over driving.
Impaired. Okay. This is a public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
Good work, everyone.
Very good.
Yay.
On behalf of the band.
We have done our required PSA.
We can read.
Yay.
Not
we
very
passed
well.
Our test.
I made mine up. There was no more.
I liked the adults. I don't know. It struck me. A healthy adult. Yeah. Whatever the stumbling what there was. I liked it.
adult.
It was charming.
Yeah. I don't know what that is, so I was having a hard time pronouncing it.
It's okay.
It's like adults.
Adults.
Yeah.
Adults.
Adults.
If you could have any accent other than the one you have, what accent would you want? Or do you have like a favorite accent?
Easy.
French or Portuguese. Maybe French though. Something cool like French.
Oh.
Something cool.
Yeah. You know, I think there are much sexier ones, but I just love an English accent, man. It's just too much. It kills me. It sweeps me away. I love
Try
it.
Having an English girlfriend. You can get over it right away.
I'm just kidding.
I get down with the Welsh accent.
There you go.
Okay. Try it out, Welsh. I'm sure you'll fall in love. Yeah.
Some Dutch in there, maybe.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah.
No.
It's so delicate.
Yeah, I think the French accent coming specifically from the female, it sounds beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
From males, for some reason, it sounds like, I don't know, they're trying to pull a fast one on me or something. Mm. Not to offend any French guys out there.
I'd go with the Portuguese. It's always a good one. Yeah. Let's go with that.
Yeah, nice. Accents are fun. What do you guys think of space travel?
Space is the place.
Yeah.
I've had dreams of space travel.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Okay. You guys were in it, actually.
What? No, no way?
No. Yes.
Not me.
Captain.
Especially, you're the main guy, because he had to come back for work or something. Like, it's going to take like a week to go back. He's like, oh, dude, I have work tomorrow. I have to go back. I was like, dude, well, I'm sorry. The space shuttle only leaves on Wednesdays. You're here for now,
not
another
chance,
week.
Dude. Not a chance. Oh, my God.
I remember that dream.
Hilarious. It sounds great, but it also sounds like very scary.
Mm.
You know, deep space kind of stuff like that. You know.
Yeah.
Speaking of deep space, I'm a hardcore Trekkie, and I am all about space travel. I can't wait. I genuinely hope to see some kind of interplanetary travel in our in our lifetime. That would really, really blow me away. Yeah.
Well, I think they were. I know, like 5 years ago, they were saying like 2026, but we'll see.
Wow.
I don't think I've heard 2026 in many years.
Have you seen the movie Interstellar?
Yeah.
Dude. Yeah.
That scene where he's like going through the black hole.
Yeah.
That seems wild, dude.
That's what it feels like to play music.
That's what it feels like to hear you guys play music.
Yeah, he was. That character was levitating, no doubt, through the black hole.
Yeah, getting like dissected atom by atom.
Mm.
Yeah.
Sounds nice.
Ripped apart. Oh, yeah. You know, spaghettification. What a way to go.
Oh, my God.
part of the reason why I ask is I've heard that you guys have had an encounter with a UFO.
Mm-hmm. He's done his homework.
Yep. Yeah.
Boys, take it away.
Yeah, I've told this story so many times. We were... we were passing through Arizona, I believe, or New Mexico. I can't remember exactly where, but we were going to a show in Arizona, and we were on the caravan going up to South by Southwest, and we were kind of running late because the van kept breaking down on this hill. Like in 10-minute intervals, the van would we'd have to pull it over and put water until it stopped overheating. And so we were running really late, and it started getting dark, and one of our friends that was with us on the trip was noticing some lights hovering around outside, and so we were all looking at them like, what is that? And they were like these orbs, these really bright orbs, and they were dancing around at first, moving really rapidly, and then stationary, and then forming certain lines and shapes, and it was all kind of crazy, and then they disappeared for a little bit, and we were all kind of just sitting on the edge of our seats like, what's gonna happen? And then all of a sudden, like, there was these huge blinking lights that were blinking all the way around this invisible sphere. And it was it was so scary that we were yelling, our bass player, John, at the time, we're like, hit it, come on, pedal the metals, go. Because we thought we were going to get abducted. And yeah.
They could hear us. They could sense us thinking about them.
Yeah. The highway ended, and it turned into just a road. And there was a little Arco gas station on the side. And so we pulled in there, and there was some military personnel standing outside of the AMPM, and I asked them if they if they had seen those lights, and they were like, oh, those are just flares, don't worry about that. And I was like, flares don't do that. Flares do not,
This was in New Mexico, right? This was
I think we were in Arizona, or passing through New Mexico.
Yeah, we were leaving New Mexico right into Arizona. So that's
Prime. Yeah. Sounds like a probable human-made UFO.
Yeah, let's say that.
I think the military was just testing things, and I don't believe they were actual.
I believe that they have spaceships, or they have UFOs. I think that's a fact, right?
Well, it's unidentified.
It's all just conjecture, really.
Until you identify it, it is a UFO.
Hmm. Yeah. It's crazy that they, recently the government has come out and admitted that there's been UFOs and also experiencing hostility between us and UFOs.
Oh, dear.
That kind of frightens me a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, that was some strange testimony.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. It was not on my bingo card.
Yeah. I don't trust anything. I really don't trust anything they say, though.
True. I think you have to go about it like that, no doubt.
And what a weird platform to, I don't know. Very strange.
Pretty underwhelming, unfortunately.
Yeah. A lot of it was.
Yeah, LeBron's going from Cleveland to the Heat had way more, public announcement had way more hype.
My God.
News cycle was dominated with better news. Let's see.
The decision.
I asked you guys what kind of tree you would be. Yeah.
Would you be a sweet or savory pastry at a coffee shop?
Ooh, that's a great question. I think that I would be a slightly savory pastry.
Yeah. I love that.
What about you, Kevin?
I knew I would be a brown butter chocolate chunk cookie. How about that? Boom, sweet baby.
With sprinkles on it.
Yeah, with a little thing of sea salt on top, like a little.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Gorge. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
And other guys, what would you be?
I'd be like a cheese filled Danish or something.
Nice.
I would kill one of those right now.
I'd be a brownie.
Mm-hmm.
Classic brownie.
You really are, John. You really are.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a good one.
Got a whole bunch of sweeties over here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Aww.
I really don't know what I would be.
He's not a big treat head.
I'm not a treat person, sugary person. I don't know. What would you say, Kev?
He would probably be like off, like way off from the counter. There's like a random like bag of chips. Yeah, he would. Yeah, 100%. He would absolutely be like the whatever spicy chips available.
He'd be a he'd be a vegetable quiche.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I'll take that. Refreshing. Oh
yeah. He'd be the house salad on the menu. No
For sure.
Honda P. Yeah. Not a question.
You know, you gotta have texture. You gotta mix it up.
I mix it up.
Then there's the classic. Do you know what utensil you would be? What kitchen utensil?
The classic. Do you know what?
I mean, are you kidding?
That's the question in my life.
Maybe it's an East Coast thing. I don't know.
I would. You know what? I'm gonna go crazy on this one. If I was to be any utensil, I'd probably be a I'd probably want to be like those pearl demi-tasse spoons that they use for like caviar.
Gangster.
Pinkies up, baby. Yeah. Pinkies up. That's what I'd be.
Yeah.
No doubt.
I'd be a salad. No, Gabe would be a salad fork.
Gabe would be a Hattori Hanzo kitchen knife. He would slice through everything, baby.
Sharp. Yeah.
I'd be a whisk. Whip things up.
Damn.
Oh yeah.
That's okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. I like round things, so I'm gonna go with a spoon.
Nice.
Yeah. I think spoon is superiority over fork any day.
Yeah.
No doubt.
I like destroying a bowl of rice.
God, I'm hungry.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's one tough thing about Boston. Actually, there are a couple pizza places down the road that are open. But other than that, nothing.
Oh, I'm so down for a slice of za right now. I only had one small piece of food earlier.
Yeah.
So.
And it was a slice of pizza, wasn't it?
Yeah, so I'm down for another.
Unfortunately, our food venture today was very very underwhelming. Unfortunately, yeah. But to be fair, we didn't ask anybody. We just kind of ventured across the street, and it was, very expensive and very underwhelming.
What'd you get?
I got I guess to be fair, I got a chicken Caesar salad, which is like, how mind-blowing, but sometimes it'll really get you.
Yeah.
And it was just, you're dry and no dressing and, but whatever. I'm not bummed out by it. I have a feeling like this za will be the way.
Oh, the pizza I had was amazing earlier.
Oh, really?
It was better than New York pizza last night.
Where'd you get it?
It was right next to the venue.
Dragon?
Yeah.
I've heard pretty good stuff. But I felt bad saying, like, get the pizza down here because I am a New Yorker. The pizza here is not good. But there is a good pizza place in Harvard Square. Mm-hmm. And it's like Joe's Pizza from New York.
Yeah.
So they opened up.
Is that close?
It's only a 2-point-something mile walk, as the PSA said.
Yeah. Yes, and as healthy adults.
And we will walk there. Yeah.
We will go.
Yes.
We'll walk. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yes. We'll take the long way, too.
Yeah.
Scenic route.
Yep. Yep.
Night walk.
Every route in Boston.
Because walking is important,
Steps.
Blood circulation. Mm.
Oh, yeah.
Burn those calories.
Yeah. And perhaps if we find a patch of grass, we can do some grounding.
Yes.
Take your shoes off.
100%. I'll do a couple push-ups too.
Actually, I'd love to, before we end things, I'd love to show you guys Tisch Roof over there. It's a great view of Boston. It's very pretty.
Let's go. I love rooftops.
Yeah. Oh, it's kind of my thing. We're blessed. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's not like a...
They used to call Julian Rooftop Porte in high school.
Yep. Yep. But you don't want to know what I was doing up there on those roofs.
Oh my God. I did not see that coming.
Sorry, we interrupted, but we'll do the rooftop.
Oh yeah, no, yeah. It's not like a sketchy rooftop. It's like there's like a little garden up there. It's kind of cute.
I love it. Yeah,
that's beautiful. Yeah. That's awesome. Give us one more cue, not off your list, just off your crazy little rocker that you got there.
Let's see. I can give you. I can come up with a bonkers one. But one that I've heard in the past, which is floating around in here always, is if you could have a number, like you see a person and there's a number floating over their head for every single person, what would you want that number to mean?
What?
What?
It can mean anything you want, and everyone will have a number.
This is a bonkers question.
Wait, I'm trying to comprehend the
question. So, like, for example, you could... A really basic one would be to have that number be their age.
Oh.
And then, like, that number with their age is just floating above their head. But you could pick anything. It could be, like, how many times they've listened to Friends by Levitation Room.
Whoa. Okay, this That's one's cool. easy for me. I would like the number to be the level of, like, how interested they are in speaking with me when I'm speaking with them.
Oh, that's a good one.
You know what I mean? So I can discern how much to care. You know what I mean? Because if, like, I meet a waiter and it's, like, you know, like, 30 out of 100, let's just say, then I'd be like, oh, okay, maybe let me just be quick about this. No! You know what I mean? But, like, it would help me feel, as someone who loves talking to people, it would be help me feel so much easier in having conversations with people. Like, okay, you're here for this. This is great. We're going to do this.
That's awesome.
You
know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a great question. That's fascinating. Either that or out of 100, how hungry they are.
And then you're like, who to avoid.
Eat,
yeah.
Go.
It's like, you're getting in the hangry zone. Like, I'm good. But full credit for that question goes to my friend Allison. She has like a whole list of weird questions, and that's one of my favorites from it.
Fascinating.
That's a good one. Johnny? You'd be the hungry guy for sure. You know who's hungry and who's not.
I guess mine would pertain to how people gauge me as attractive.
Oh my god. That would be very
That'd
helpful.
Be great, yeah.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah. Yeah.
Working the merch booth would be a lot more fun.
Yep. Yeah.
My
You're just
original...
getting like 10s and 20s everywhere you go.
My original answer to that question was kind of a combination of those two. It was like, how compatible is that person with me on a scale of like 0 to 100? Oh,
that's beautiful.
Because yeah, and not necessarily in like in a relationship way, but like maybe they just be like a sick friend or like a good business partner. Like, if you're compatible, you're compatible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm looking at you and sing 100 right now, big dog.
Come back anytime, you guys. Yeah.
We love you.
Oh, love you guys.
You got one?
Well, jokingly, like, yeah, like, on a scale, like, how high you are.
Oh, my God.
That way you know you can ask them for something.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe on, like, a scale of 1 through 10, how down they are with the sickness, maybe. Yeah. Oh my god,
that's a good one.
Incredible. Thank you to your homie Allison. Thank you, Allison. What a great question.
And would anyone like to use the wind chimes or the yeah,
it's so windy in here.
It's a gust in here.
Yeah,
they used to call Julian wind chimes forte in high school.
That's Gabriel Naptime Fernandez, dude. When you hear that, when you hear this, you know Gabriel's napping.
Jonathan's a Jonathan Munch-a-Bunch Martin for sure.
Coffee cakes.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Johnny Coffee Cakes.
Johnny Coffee Cakes.
I call him Johnny Mockingbird because he's always imitating some of the craziest noises I've ever heard.
True, and he's so talented at it.
Do you have a best noise?
Useless talents. Oh yeah,
was that like, Druid Sandstorm?
Yep, I do that so one all the time, or like scratching, like DJ scratch.
Wiki,
like.
You sound like you stepped on some fruit.
Wow. So that's why there's not a mic by the drum set.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Not gonna happen, dude.
There's a lot I could imitate a lot of things.
No, that's really cool. That is a good skill.
He's like that dude from the police academy.
He really should be scoring like background noise for films.
Oh, my family says that. Cartoons.
Ooh.
Johnny is a cartoon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's another one of my common questions. What's your party trick?
Party trick?
Yeah.
Oh, I love teaching people how to open beer bottles with lighters.
I like that one too.
Yeah,
it's a good skill
one.
To have.
Yeah, it's a fun one. Yeah. Yeah, I like teaching him something. You know what I mean? Like, I got something to teach you, and this is the only thing I can teach you.
I've been going to a lot of places where they have tables that no one really cares about. So being able to open one on the side of a table, that's another good. But you
very
need,
badass of you.
But you really don't want to do that if someone has like a glass table and like if you show someone to do that, and like, oh no way, I want to try that. And it's like, no, stop. Yeah. Anyway, that's my. I don't know. my two cents.
Helping someone do a keg stand.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Me. Pumping it for them.
Yeah.
Holding them.
Oh, what's my party trick? An Irish goodbye. That's, now you see me and I don't. Kind of thing.
A true magician.
Mine's going home at a decent time.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Wow. Bunch of tricksters we are.
Yeah. Being in a band must be wild.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We're going to start a series called Being in a Band Must Be Wild, where we show you all the mundane things we go through.
Where were we leaving? Was it Virginia, Richmond, Virginia, where we saw a beautiful new Porsche on fire on the side of the street in the middle of the city?
Yeah.
Like nothing. Yeah. Gabe's cool party trick that moment was wandering into the traffic to take a film photo of it. It was awesome. Oh, yeah. That's,
I bet that looked cool.
And that will have a good story.
Yeah. It will. One Thanksgiving, I was driving home from dinner with my parents, and we drove by this car that was just engulfed in flames. I think it was like, I don't know, some SUV thing. And I had aux. So I was like, we didn't start the fire, and like
Matrix theme song.
We didn't start the fire. Oh my god!
Who's the fire starter?
Burning down the house.
Classic.
Burning down the house.
Can't start a fire.
That's spark.
Yeah.
Wow.
Give us some fire sounds, John. Give us some fire sounds.
Give us a crackle. That was good. Who did that?
I did.
That was pretty good.
No, I don't have any fire ones, dude.
Oh, okay.
Water ones.
That was moist.
What else I got?
What about...
Yeah, memes are good.
I don't know. I guess that's fair. I guess there's only one fire sound.
Yeah.
Do your Black Panther...
kind of known for that.
My fight or flight just went wild. That was crazy.
Yeah,
big old Black Panther.
Pantera.
I could do a lot of animals.
Oh, do you guys have any favorite animals? Or like, if you were an animal, what animal would you be? Not necessarily your spirit animal, because that's...
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. A crab.
Oh, wow.
Crabs nice. Live a long time.
Wow. Yeah. Marty would be so pleased. Shout out, Marty. NYC.
Oh, that's another upcoming band, Evolfo.
Evolfo. Very well said, out. Johnny.
How
Evolfo.
Do you spell that?
E-V-O. Or, wait.
Yeah. E-V-O-L-F-O.
Evolfo.
Yes.
That's of love backwards.
Yes. Very well. Yes.
What?
It's of love backwards.
Isn't that Volvo?
What?
Of love. Oh, of love. I thought you said of love. Like,
of damn, love. You were right on the money with that. You were like Volvo.
Well, that's a band. Of love.
Oh,
yeah.
Hot dog.
Yeah,
hot dog.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I met someone at a thrift store. Like, we were like going through the record store section. And I was like, oh, what music do you like? He's like, oh, I'm a big fan of Of Love. And I was like, huh? What?
Squeeze me?
He's like, oh, it's Volvo backwards. And I was like, whoa, it sure is.
I wonder what car they used to drive. Fascinating.
Okay, I'm going to change my answer. I said crab. Yeah. Got that from a movie. But anyways, I would want to fly.
Yo, me fly. Too, John.
Like fly in this.
Oh, stuff. Fly.
Okay, okay. Not, like, not be a falcon. Fly. Ooh, nice.
Be a falcon
nice.
Or something.
Pretty rough.
Yeah, it'd probably be like a silly, like bald eagle or something, or maybe on the complete opposite tip, I'd be one of those like really tiny, deadly hunting prairie cats. You know, they're like this big, but they like kill like maybe like 100 things a day. They're so ruthless.
Wolverines.
And awesome. Yeah, I love those. Big fan. Yeah.
I'd be on the other end of that. I'd be like a labradoodle in Pasadena. Like, yeah. Like on my 8th, my 10th nap of the day. Yep. The third half treat, you know.
Yep.
Someone just said, you know that there's a CBD bomb, like human grade food.
CBD dog
they used to
treats,
call me Gabriel yeah. Labradoodle Fernandez.
Is it the very curly hair?
It's the curly hair. Yeah. It's the chill demeanor. It's the
Attitude.
It's the attitude. Yeah.
Wow.
I'm gonna go with my spirit animal. Actually, mm-hmm. I would not mind being a turtle.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Just take things slow. Do a little sunbathing. You know.
Give us a little turtle sound. Give us a little turtle.
Yeah.
Sound.
What does a turtle sound like?
Turtle.
Well, they actually make a noise when they're producing, reproducing. Yeah. They go like. Yeah.
That's it. Yeah. What? This is not real. That's not
no,
true.
Yeah, no, yeah, when they mate, it is the funniest.
What
sound.
Word did you just say, John? Produce when they're producing?
Reproducing.
Got it. I thought you meant like in the studio, like, you know, that's crazy.
I mean, they're producing.
They're producing. That's fascinating.
Oh, yeah, let's definitely make sure that I go to YouTube.
Are you going to YouTube turtles?
Oh, yeah, because I was like, I Googled turtle sex noises, and it was definitely not YouTube links. Like, Bing was blurring all the images, and I was like, oh.
You use Bing out here?
I do use Bing.
That's fascinating.
I know.
Whoa. Yeah. I didn't know it was still alive.
Bing is still kicking.
Mm.
Bing for B for Boston.
Yeah.
True. There you go.
You know, these guys do it.
Honestly, I don't know. It has decent search results. Also, you get points for using it.
Points from whom?
Just for searching.
But like,
yeah. So like, if you use it for like, I don't know, 6 years, you'll have enough points to like get like a $20 Amazon gift card.
Fascinating.
Mm. Yeah.
Fascinating.
Yeah. Real. Like, it adds
that's
up.
That's quite the carrot to be dangled.
Yeah. Like, you don't get anything.
The payoff is.
Yeah. Google just gets your data.
Yeah, Bing might get a little $20.
Yeah, I was just like, I don't know, what was I looking up? And then I was like, oh yeah, turtle sex noises. And like, should I even keep going? But
it's worth it.
So this is the part where the turtle is banging his shell against the female turtle to get her attention. Here, let me make this full screen for you guys. Oh.
What?
That there is the sound of turtle procreation.
No way.
Sounds like a baby.
Yeah,
huh?
I was gonna say, sounds like my little.
This is not real. We are live on the air listening to turtles consummate sweet, sweet turtle love.
I can't believe you haven't heard this, Kevin.
I've never in my life, dude.
I've seen a turtle humping a shoe and make the same noise.
Yeah.
That?
He doesn't need a female.
I bet someone's remixed this.
It's kind of like, it's kind of morbidly cute. I don't know.
Oh, there is a remix. Yeah, here we go. This is the trap remix.
No.
Yeah. This is going to be so bad.
I can't wait.
Did he get consent? Is he getting consent?
I think so.
Look like it.
Oh,
I don't know. He's chasing her.
Is that a bass coming in, or is that a truck driving by?
Did we just get tricked into watching the same video?
Oh.
Oh.
Oh, wait.
Tom, just give us a trap beat.
Oh.
Hold on, folks.
John, give us a beat to that. Oh my god.
You're lying. There's some club in Boston tonight that's rocking this.
And someone goes up to the DJ like, hey, is that turtle sex noises? I love those guys.
Yep. You asked us silly if there's anyone we'd want to work with collectively as a band. It's whoever made this video.
Shout out to literally some dude.
Are you serious?
I'm serious.
Some dude's his handle?
The YouTube channel is some dude.
I'm you had to have really lucky to have gotten that YouTube handle.
Yeah, they were there first. Oh no.
Nope. Don't know what that is.
It's an Adult Swim TV show. I would
glowing recommendation here, folks.
I would feel bad recommending it, but it is a fantastic TV show. Okay. Xavier Renegade Angel, it is like it's brain rot.
I love the name.
It is entirely brain rot. Yeah, it's like that. I don't know what year that was. Probably like 2012, I would say.
Mm.
And just like very, is it just the theme? Yeah. Yeah, you don't even need to see the art style. It's ridiculous.
I'll very keep that silly. In mind. Yeah. Something for the long drives.
Oh, yeah. It'll have you saying, what?
I do enjoy being dumbfounded, so that's good.
It will absolutely do that. Yeah, a lot of Adult Swim would.
True.
But, do you guys, I know we're welcome to stay here as long as you guys want, but I know that you have another concert in like a day or two. Yeah. So
tomorrow.
You guys, tomorrow, where you guys, you're in Troy tomorrow and mm-hmm. then Montreal the next day.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. So yeah, I don't want to keep you guys up too late.
Yeah.
We're down to see that rooftop.
We're down to take a couple more questions if you want. If
oh,
not,
okay.
This has been way too much
let
fun,
me,
dude.
Oh, thank you guys so much.
We're just cooking.
Yeah.
Let me
dig deeper.
Oh.
In-depth question. Let's see. All right. How'd you guys get started in music? Like, what was the what? Describe the day where you first picked up your drumstick, your bass, your guitar.
Well, mine goes before picking up a drum. I seen so at my elementary school, there was a tour of middle schools that would showcase their band program. Mm. And the jazz band from the middle school I went to performed, and I was just sold. I was like, I have to do that. I have to play the drums. I felt it in my stomach.
Mm-hmm.
And it spoke to me, and I was just like, you know what? I'm going to play the drums now.
That's beautiful.
Then sixth grade came, and I was like, all right, sign me up. I want to play the drums. And they're like, oh, you have to wait until seventh grade. Mm-hmm. So you have to pick another instrument. So I picked the trumpet.
Mm-hmm.
And then seventh grade, I joined the percussion, and then eventually the jazz band.
Nice.
And that's how I got started. I didn't even own a drum set. I used my neighbor's. I would go to my neighbor's house.
Mm-hmm. I bet that your parents were happy about that.
Yeah. Yep. And then I eventually got one. I got a drum set off of layaway. Remember that? Mm-hmm. Like a payment. Mm-hmm. And kept it in the garage, moved it in my room. And then I played my first show with a group of friends, my first band, and had a vacant house, and my drum set got stolen. And then I met these guys, and I didn't even have a drum set.
He had to go to his neighbor's.
My neighbor's little sister's drum set.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It was like from Target or something.
That's well, hey, worst case, you could have been beatboxing and killing it.
Give us a beat. Like,
a little something.
Yeah, nice. Yeah.
Whoa, how'd you make that one?
He's really good. Yeah.
Just rub his teeth against his tongue against his teeth. Much like John, for me, my affinity for music was before I ever touched an instrument. My dad always had music going on, just a cool VHS collection of live performances mm-hmm. and bands. And so early on in my head, it was always like, that's something cool to do. And then probably like middle school, I made an arrangement with my dad, like, if I ever get A's, you gotta give me a guitar, you know. And I think my dad thought, like, sure, you're never gonna get A's, 'cause you never do. And then I did it, and he got me like a little Squire, and that was just the beginning of the end for me. So yeah, shout out to dad.
Do you still have that?
I still have it, yeah.
That's wow. Great. Yeah. Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah, go ahead.
And then did the grades stay up there, or did they drop off because you were busy playing guitar?
Actually, they probably maintained because once I started playing guitar, I stopped skateboarding and going and messing around and getting into trouble. I was just always home, just listening to music, playing video games, and just kind of being a nerd, really, you know? Just so, yeah, I only went to, like, parties if, like, my brother was going. Mm-hmm. And even he would be like, I don't want you going with me. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I guess it kept me out of a lot of trouble, too.
That's good. That's good.
Beautiful. My dad, you know, also was super duper into music. He used to be a DJ when he lived in Tijuana and stuff like that, and turned me on to lots of cool stuff. But he was so deeply upset when I wanted to pick up an instrument. I was in woodshop class in seventh grade in the very beginning of the semester, and some kid almost cut his finger off, and I was like, this ain't for me, no chance. I got so scared, and I talked to the admin, and I was like, get me anywhere else, and like, we only have band. And I was like, that's my worst nightmare, that sounds so lame. And I was just thrown into it, and I told my dad about it, and he was like so bummed, like he was so like upset for some reason, like it was like the end of the world, like my kid is gonna play music now, like no, you know. I was like, I thought you liked music, man. So like I, you know,
you probably knew too many musicians.
Probably. Unfortunately, man. And but my parents' music was something that I was so deeply into, like funk, soul, Madonna, Prince, Earth, Wind, Fire. I tried so hard to learn how to play Get Down On It by Kool & the Gang. Is my first thing that I ever learned how to play, because my dad loved that song, so I wanted to prove to him that this is cool, this is fun. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, it's really, you know, so that was a very like tender little thing for me that kind of started it all. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
I was one of those people that never thought they were capable of playing music. I would always just be the one admiring any musician that came across my path. But so I kind of started late. I picked up guitar when I was 20 years old. And luckily I had some friends. My friend Derek Saracides was a really, really good guitar player. And we became really close. It was like one of those friends where I like hung out with him every day, and we'd smoke weed and just talk about music and stuff. And he was like, it's easy, man. Just check it out. And he started showing me how to play. And I remember thinking, like, if I could just learn how to play Blackbird by the Beatles, like, that would be, like, I can rest on my laurels, you know? But once I did learn how to pick it, I was, like, obsessed.
Mm-hmm.
And I really became obsessed. But one really distinct memory I have was I was hanging out with him, and we took mushrooms, and I had a really bad trip. Mm. I was feeling, like, physically, like, terrible. And he's like, you know, why don't you just do something to get your mind off what you're feeling? And so he's like, my amp is on standby out there. I got it connected to the wah pedal. Just go around and just mess around. And so I did that, and literally whatever I was feeling just completely subsided. And I was like, wow, music's powerful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. I gotta say, your music is definitely on a couple playlists of mine for, sweet, you know, yeah, those days.
Just getting through it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no, even the good ones.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Let's see. I had something else there. I don't know. Oh, yeah.
The last cue?
Last cue.
Last
let's
cue.
See.
Let's
do.
Silly one.
Oh, a silly one? Okay. What is... I ran out of silly ones in there. I don't know. What's, like, ice cream truck pulls up. What are you getting?
Ooh.
Strawberry shortcake for me.
Nice.
Oof. Those are good.
Mm. I'd do a drumstick.
Mm-hmm.
Classic drumstick.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm. Unless it's soft serve, I always get...
Oh, yeah.
Cone. I get a sugar cone.
That does sound good.
Chocolate.
Mm. Mm. If I'm going with the nuclear stuff, I'll probably go like a Neapolitan ice cream sandwich. Mm. Or like a Klondike bar. Oh. Mm. Lord have mercy.
Oh yeah.
Choco taco.
Nice. Nice.
Yeah.
Classic.
Never go wrong with the choco taco.
It's true. Classic. It's true. All right. Well, with that, on the serious side, do you have any like show announcements? Do you have any plans after this tour? What's coming up next? Anything you want to get into?
Well, we're hitting Troy, New York tomorrow. Mm-hmm. So if anyone out there listening to this radio program is anywhere near Troy or is planning to be near Troy tomorrow, we're playing at No Fun. But we're going to have fun.
So much fun.
So much fun.
I don't know if I will. I think I'm going to take it very seriously. Not having fun.
Yeah, straight face the whole time.
But I don't know if I can imagine.
I think when we get back, we're going to start focusing on some new music. Maybe put out a single. Start working on that.
Cool. Yeah.
Yeah. Any other announcements?
Just get busy. More music.
I think one hint that I'd like to give if anyone's out there, bless you. But the one hint I'd say is bluegrass. That's all for the very new future. Bluegrass.
Mm. Bluegrass.
That's a thing.
Okay. Cool. Nice.
You know it.
Awesome. Looking forward to it.
It was a pleasure, man.
Oh, yeah. Thank you guys so much for coming in.
A lot of fun hanging with you.
Yeah.
It was mellow.
Very mellow.
Very
mellow. To the max.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't think I've said that before. So.
Stoked to the max about it.
Beautiful.
Thank you, Mellow Max.
Thank you, guys. I'm going to wrap things up with Friends.
Sounds good.
Yep.
Which we are now.
Because we're all friends now.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
She's not a birdie, can't care. anything that you might do, I'm gonna do too. You held up a stagecoach in the rain.
I know you know it, name. me again to the child that I lost, replaced by a fear. I used to think that the day would never come, that my life would depend on the morning sun. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, this is the Tim Blaine Band, and when we're not running through the streets naked, we're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford.
WMFO Medford! We're not that far along, so we'll put on a face.
Make a hole with a gun perpendicular to the name of this town in a desktop globe. Exit wound in a fall.